Hey, what's going on? It's the Ralphie Radio Show, and it's been about 3 years since I've seen Katie and Jules from the Ting Tings. They join me right now. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for coming here.
I was thinking about you guys, actually, though, a couple months ago, not music-related at all. I remember when you guys were in studio, Katie, you were, like, deathly sick. Like, you had to stop on your way to the studio to get, like, antibiotics. Like, it was that bad. I don't even know how you performed, to be honest with you.
I'm constantly sick, though. That's my problem. Like, I just had my appendix out, like, 2.5, 3 weeks ago in New York.
Jules, this had to surprise you because 6 days later she's performing.
Yeah, that's the great thing about Katie. We're constantly on tour. One has to remember that we have a crew of eight around us. We are constantly on the road, and to maintain that, you know, health, if you want, it's really hard. You're always somebody that's going to go down with something, or break a finger, or do something daft,
or have an appendix burst. You know, whatever happens, I guess.
So that was a bit of a trauma.
Were you worried at all, like on stage with her?
Like is it going to be like,
right? Or, yeah, something's going to happen, and you know.
Special effects.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we would have added to the show, maybe. No, I'm kidding. I mean, I was worried. Everybody was worried, but she was adamant to get on that plane. And the show was amazing.
I was thinking about you guys, though, because I was preparing tea, and I remember you guys telling me when you were in studio how I should have my tea with milk. And so I was, like, getting bored with tea and water, and so I started Googling about tea with milk, and I realized what a huge thing this is overseas. But I also saw that, like, they've done studies recently, and, like, it's not really good for you.
What is good for you?
Touché.
Why is it not? It's just a bit of milk. Not much milk.
Well, okay, if you're only putting in a little milk, maybe it's different, but they say for people that prepare it with a lot of milk, all the milk negates all of the good that the tea can do for you.
I think that's just racist English people's
You're not having any of it, huh? All good. All right, so I remember that, of course, from the last time we met. And then, so that was in, like, the summer of 2009. You guys ended up doing Saturday Night Live. I think you did Carson Daly's New Year's special as well. Hung out in New York for a few weeks. Then you go to Berlin, and correct me if I'm wrong, you make an album that we basically will never hear in its entirety, huh?
To date, you've only heard two albums. This is the second one. We've made about 20 albums. Because we work like that. You know, we kind of write a lot. We write 5 songs, scrap 4, write 10, scrap 11, you know. It's the way we work. It's something that the album's only done when we've reached 10 songs that we feel represents what we're about now, how we listen to music, and what we can tour with.
The interesting thing about it, though, you guys did have, I mean, like 10 to 12 tracks, and you played them for the label, and they were cutting, if you will, for the label. They loved them, but you guys just weren't feeling them, right?
We weren't not feeling them because they loved them. We just felt like we had more to do, really, and we felt like we wanted to keep going. We came up with an idea where we wanted to make an album that was like a playlist where every song was different, and we felt like we'd only half executed that, and so we went to Spain and really isolated ourselves.
Ting Ting's here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So going back to that, you guys were in Germany, and I guess dance was big at the time, and dance is still big. When you guys tune on the radio now and you hear all the dance that we're playing, are you guys kind of happy that you guys ended up going in another direction? Because you would have sounded like everything else that we're still playing.
Yeah, I mean, we're not just, this is not a record to anti-dance, this is not an anti-dance record. We are all about rhythm. You know, this is a band that's predominantly formed on drums, vocals and guitars. So if rhythm doesn't exist in our music, then we have nothing. So we totally respect dance music and what it does. And in fact, you know, we are, one of our tracks, Hands, that was a track we released, I don't know, a year and a bit ago as a single, mixed by Calvin Harris, who's a label mate of ours. It's an amazing track. We really loved it, respected it. We wanted to put that out because we really did want a place in the clubs. We love clubs. It's where we hung out when we first started out. What we didn't want to do is just jump on a bandwagon, wanting things going fads and trends. I think our first album was absolutely nothing about what was going on back then when we put our first record out. Everybody said that our first record was never going to cross over, was never going to get played on radio. We produce and write everything ourselves. We live in our own bubble. It's something that we just naturally do. If we're in an environment where we've got lots of people in the studio, lots of advisors, we foul.
Something else that I find interesting as well is the fact that you guys are on Jay-Z's Rock Nation, and Jay-Z is an artist who has managed to stay true to himself while also staying relevant. Are both of those pieces important for you guys? Obviously, staying true to yourself is, but is also staying relevant as well?
Yeah, of course. You want to be relevant, but you can only be relevant, I think, if you're doing something that, you know, you're passionate about and that you... We had to tour this record for 2 years, and now, because of the time we took and probably the awkwardness that we behaved like almost to get it done, we feel like we had something to say, which is to us. I would have hated to have quickly rushed a record out and been like, yeah, we sat in the studio and, you know, ticked all the boxes and wrote the 10 songs and they mean absolutely nothing to us, and yeah, I've got nothing to say. We would have found that we wouldn't have been able to tour. We wouldn't have been able to do interviews.
Sounds from Nowheresville, available on iTunes now. Jules, Katie, the Ting Tings, thank you for the time. Always a pleasure.
See you again.